Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
I wanted you to tell me a little bit more about the iPhone application that ESET launched and a little bit more details about what that application actually offers.
Sure. The iPhone app is an application that ESET developed, and it has the standard familiar Apple interface, so users don't have to adapt to a new interface, but it provides for a lot of access to ESET information. And it has a really cool map that shows the infection rate throughout the world. So it integrates with Google Maps, and you can take a look and see what ESET research is actually seeing in terms of infection rates as reported by ThreatSense.net globally. In addition to that map, you can also navigate through ESET's website and search for things like safety tips, email safety tips. You can also follow us in social media like Facebook and Twitter, our blogs, the ThreatSense blog. You can even get information on the ESET Securing Our eCity program, which is a really cool educational program in San Diego.
So with the iPhone obviously having a popular following, what was the reason behind ESET developing this app?
Well, ESET, we have iPhone users that are really big fans of us, and we want to make it easy when those users are on the go for them to get information. They might want to be able to read the blog, and the iPhone app allows them access to our blogs. They might want to look up information on our different product offerings, see what's new, and with the iPhone app, they can go right to the product's webpage. You can even look up what awards ESET's gotten recently. So it's a very convenient way to make information available to our users that have iPhones and allow them to access what we see in the threatscape.
You know, looking at some of the screenshots that I've seen of the app, it looks like there's a pretty interesting interface and update with the threat map. Can you tell us a little bit more about what type of research people will be able to access on this app?
Well, primarily the map shows what the global infection rate, as ESET sees it, is. And the way that this happens is our customers who opt in, and there are millions who do, will transmit information to ESET whenever a threat is blocked. So if we block a configure attack, if we block, you know, a PDF exploit attack of some sort, any kinds of threats, then that information goes into what we call ThreatSense.net. And based on GeoIP, we can pretty accurately tell where that detection came from. And by aggregating all of this data and superimposing it onto a map, we're able to show you using color codes for prevalence, you know, where the red dot area is, where we're seeing a whole bunch of attacks happening, and what parts of the world are experiencing lots and lots of different threats at that given time.
Very cool. Anything else about the new app that you'd like to share with us?
Well, the app is free. I'd encourage users to download it, give it a spin, and take a look at that map and find out what they think about it.
And where can the app be downloaded?
From the App Store. And I think anyone with an iPhone is familiar with the App Store, and they'll be able to find the ESET iPhone app there.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, thanks so much for sharing this information with us. If you have any questions for Randy, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report.